And now, something about Leeds is devil, I said to my friend.
I will answer. I will tell you, replies Mr. B. There lived, in the year 1735, in the township of Burlington, a woman. Her name was Leeds, and she was shrewdly suspected of a little amateur witchcraft. Be that as it may, it is well established that one stormy, gusty night, when the wind was howling in turret and tree, Mother Leeds gave birth to a son, whose father could have been no other than the Prince of Darkness. No sooner did he see the light than he assumed the form of a fiend, with a horse's head, wings of a bat, and a serpent's tail. The first thought of the newborn Caliban was to fall foul of his mother, whom he scratched and bepommeled soundly, and then flew through the window out into the village, where he played the mischief generally. Little children he devoured, maidens he abused, young men he mauled and battered, and it was many days before a holy man succeeded in repeating the enchantment of Prospero. At length, however, Leeds's devil was laid, but only for 100 years. During an entire century, the memory of that awful monster was preserved, and, as 1835 drew nigh, the denizens of Burlington and the Pines looked tremblingly for his rising. Since 1835, he has frequently been heard howling and screaming in the forest at night, to the terror of the rats in their lonely encampments. Nor, indeed, will you find many Jerseymen who will brave the supernatural terrors of the gloomy forest at night, unless secure in the strength of numbers.
I'm going to tell you a story about the Jersey Devil, but it's really a story about the creation of the United States of America and about the creation of the modern world, in the sense that it's about the tensions between our belief in undefinable mystic forces and our confidence in what science and rationalism can do. We'll meet people over the course of 300 plus years of history who tried to develop new, modern American perspectives and inadvertently birthed monsters from within the gaps and contradictions in their ideas. It's a story about, I think, how we all struggle together to define a world that continues to be stubbornly undefinable and beautifully undefinable.
Ever hear of something called the Jersey Devil?
Mulder, it's the same story I've heard since I was a kid. It's a folk tale, a myth.
I heard the same story when I was a kid, too. Funny thing is, I believed it.